We're now up to the very last siman in the laws of Kriyas Sefer Torah and the very last Ramah, which tells us the way that one should conduct themselves as far as when the Torah is being brought back into the Arnei Kodesh. It says, Mitzvah l'chol mi sho'iveres l'fanav. Anytime that a person sees the Torah is passing in front of them, it's a mitzvah of osa that you should accompany it ad lifnei ha'aron, until it's actually brought all the way back to the aron, shemachnisan osa sham. And then he says, skipping a couple lines, is v'chein nohagin v'magbiya ha'sefer Torah ki hu ikar ha'goel, that also the person who does hagba, that person also should see to it that he doesn't just pass over the Torah to the Shleach Tzibur, but rather he should also accompany the Sefer Torah to its proper place. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, says that based on the language of the Ramah, it implies that the whole obligation of accompanying the Sefer Torah is only the person who does Hagba, excluding the person who does Glila. However, he quotes the words of Luavush, the Shulchan Atzi Shitim, the Shar Ephraim, numerous poskim that say Debain Hamagbiya Vin Hagolel Srichin Lavosa Adlifnear and Hakodesh. That it's not true. It's not specifically the person who gets Hagba, but also the one who gets Galil also has the obligation to accompany it. So the Piskei Tshuvos continues and focuses on the language of the Ramah, and he says that since the Ramah says the words mitzvah l'chol, who is supposed to accompany the Sefer Torah as it's being brought to the Arnei Kodesh? He says only those in which the Sefer Torah passes them. So he uses this as an inference, as a diuk. Only if the Sefer Torah is physically passing right by you. However, let's say you are in the back, Shar Mispali Beis Hakneses. So do those people, do they have to make a mad dash toward the front to accompany the Sefer Torah? So he says, no, it's not necessary. Shana Sefer Torah of Lifneim, but the Sefer Torah does not pass physically by you. Ein Haim Srichim Liskarb Sefer Torah Vosa. It's not necessary for you to get up and to accompany it. Rather, Yamdu Amkomo, stand, of course, because the Sefer Torah is moving, so you should be standing in place. The Avitu, and you will gaze upon it. Ad Hachnasul Arnei Kodesh. What's this place in there, Arnei Kodesh? But you don't have to do it. Well, you don't have to. Maybe you should. Maybe it's a good thing to do. Maybe you're going Lefnim Mishus Adin, and that's what you're supposed to do. He says, no. Adarab. Quite the opposite. Afa Rotzul Ahadu Iskarab Sefer Torah. Kedei Lavosa. Let's say that the Sefer Torah is not going to pass by you because you're way in the back, and you feel it's still a good thing to do, to accompany it. So you're going to push your way all the way up front, maybe bump into a couple people along the way. He says, Ein zeh nachon. That's not the right thing to do. If the Sefer Torah is not passing by you, you should not go out of your way to move toward it. Why? Ge'ol ma'od li'os dochek, because the possibility of davening in cramped quarters, v'yavo lidchov zed zeh, perhaps you may bump into your friend, may not be your friend anymore. By doing so, this is not the way to show Kavod HaTorah. I want to show Kavod HaTorah, so I'm going to dash toward it and step on a few people in the process. That's not Kavod HaTorah. That's, you're delusional if you think you're doing something which is appropriate, stepping on people and forgoing the mitzvos ben adam l'chavero so you can show respect to the Torah. The people who are established as being a chassid, those people who go above and beyond in everything that they say and do, unfortunately those people are far and few between, those people can act in such ways. However, the typical individuals, they should just stand and give the respect to the Torah by not pushing. Not only that, he says, El afl elu shasefer Torah veris lifneihem, even those people that the Torah physically passes by me, it's not necessary, even though that's what it sounded like in the reading of the Ramah, as we just did, that you have to accompany all the way to the Arnei Kodesh. Ein haminig levos el ma'at. You only have to go a step or two, just to show some effort that you're walking toward it as it passes by you. Because if otherwise, it gives the perception that it's not so important. It passes right by you and nothing phases you. You're supposed to make some effort to go toward it to show your love and desire to attach yourself to Torah. Below the thing Aron HaKodesh, you still do not have to have this whole Congo line going all the way to the Aron HaKodesh, because the same problem, he says, because Kenira Gam Mizeh HaTam Hu Kedei Shel Yavo L'Chov Zetzeh, because even if the Sefer passes by, let's say the Sefer passes by 50, 30 people, so if they all are going to be coming toward the Aron HaKodesh, then ultimately they're going to be bumping into each other, which again is not Kavod HaTorah. However, he says that when it's all these halachos that we were discussing, this is toward the very end of the laws of Kriya Sefer Torah, you can imagine that's why it's talking about after the Torah has been read, which we were discussing many days, weeks, months about these halachos. So it's talking about accompanying the Sefer Torah back to the Aron HaKodesh. But the truth is, it goes both ways. V'chol dinim elu, all these halachos that we've just said, are also gam be'es hotzas ha-sefer Torah lifnei akriya. It also refers to the same idea when the Torah is being taken out before the laning. And it says, v'lochasa an makam akriya, that a person should accompany it all the way until the place where the reading will take place. Shazocha b'psichas ha'aron. Now, just like when it came to the Hagman Gwil, as we stipulated, that they should walk all the way to the Aron HaKodesh, and just them, and obviously it's just a couple people, that's not going to be an issue of them getting bumping into people. So it's the same idea when it comes to psichas ha'aron. The person who gets this kibud of opening up the Aron HaKodesh, Chai Lavosa Ad Habim. It's not just they open it, pass the Torah, and then they can go back to their seats. They're supposed to accompany and follow the Sefer Torah all the way till the Bima, until the Sefer Torah is placed down. Kishem Shibachazarasal Aron HaKodesh La'achar Kriya Hachiv Al Hagba V'Gola. Just as we said, just as there was an obligation, person, when it comes to Hagman Gwila, that you have to accompany it to the Aron HaKodesh, so too when it comes to Psich. We still have two more minutes, so I'm going to see one more halacha. Happens to be the very last halacha brought down in the Ramah, the last sentence. He says that there's a custom that some may do when it comes to when the Sefer Torah passes you by. V'yesh shekosvu shemevin hatinokos l'nashe katorah, that they bring their little kids to kiss the Sefer Torah. Kidei l'chancham l'zarzim b'mitzvos v'cheinu hagin. The minhag is that in order to educate them and that they should love and be connected to and be interested in performing mitzvos, so we have our tinukos l'nashik, to kiss the Sefer Torah, which is interesting. Us, doesn't mention anything about us doing it. Maybe it's a davar pasha we're supposed to. But the Ramah only says, get your kids to do it. And that's sufficient, apparently. But the Piskei Tshuva says that's not really what he means. The Piskei Tshuva says, V'chein ha'anoshim shehasefer Torah veres lifneihem, also us, when the Sefer Torah passes us, yesh lehem l'nashik ha'sefer Torah, it's customary, as the Arizal used to do, to actually physically kiss the Sefer Torah with his lips. That's what he would do. The inkarvates al Sefer Torah mamish, and if you're really, really close to the Sefer Torah, then yichabkenu b'zeroisav, you should embrace it with both hands. L'inyan el hanohagin, he says, there are those people who have a different custom, that they do not actually kiss the Sefer Torah, as we just mentioned, but they do something kind of close to it. What do they do? Is in the gav of Sefer Torah b'etzvei sehem, they touch the Sefer Torah with their fingers, their fingertips. Well, nashiku atzabo, they kiss their fingers there afterwards. So, is that a good custom or is that not a good custom? You take the Sefer Torah and you kiss your fingers. Is that something which is accepted or is it frowned upon? So you can imagine, it's machlokas. Yesh, there are those shaliglu al minagzeh. There are those who scoff and say it's not really such a nice custom. And there are those who support this custom. So what's the logic of both ways? So it's brought down here that the Arizal said, and this is his language, he would, you're supposed to kiss and embrace the Sefer Torah exactly that way. Kimosh no hagim, not like those who are accustomed. Lega biyad, to touch it with their hands. Lanashe kayad, and to kiss the hand. Kizem minhag boros. That's how he the Arizal quotes. That is the custom of boros, and how you translate the word boros, it's not the best word. However, the kitzur shulchan aruch, which I like a lot better, the kivan sheniker sheosakein l'chavod ha-sefer Torah, he says that when you do this, it's recognizable that you're showing kavod to the sefer Torah. Shemanashik yadu v'makam shigab ha-sefer Torah shabadami. The fact that you are touching the sefer Torah immediately after you're touching your fingers, and by doing this, it shows the proper, you're showing kavod to the Sefer Torah. You're not doing it in a disgraceful way. And then not only that, what does it appear when you kiss your fingers, your hand? Shemara, because it gives the appearance, ki'ilu al yidei hanigia b'sefer Torah, that by you touching this holy object, the Sefer Torah, nidvak biyad roishim hakadusha, there is some connection of spirituality which has been attached to your hands, and therefore you want to connect to it by kissing it. And therefore, in conclusion, he says, l'chein, going back to the Piskei Tshuvos, im eno yochol nashik bapeh, yinashkena biyad. If a person is unable to kiss with their mouth, then there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing so with hand. Ubachanan min chashvot zechadosh baruch, zechadosh v'yichar, abiyam, termitzin, shnemar, hadonai chavetz, amatzin, koyedut, tada, abiyadir, kadosh.